Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast Pop Culture with Attitude.
Oh, it's not podcast.
This is your host, Dave Snell Howarth, amazing fantasy author of The Defenders of Prowley. And with me today is Xavier from Republic Riffs and Down Syndrome Hulk. two projects that are not getting off the ground. And with us today is Trinity. How's it going, Trinity?
Good.
How's it going, Xavier?
Good.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. We got total breaking news. This is crazy. Breaking news. Unbelievable. Breaking news. Tom Brady talks about my balls and how he loves to rub them. This is incredible breaking news. Let's go to Tom Brady where he's talking about my nutsack.
Yeah, he does that a lot, but I, you know, it could be, yeah, you know, it definitely could be. When I get the snap, I drop back, I throw the ball, you know, I grip it, and I try to throw the ball. That's the extent of the, you know, me touching the football, so. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls in. They have the process that they go through. When I pick those balls out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect.
You heard it. Tom Brady calls my balls perfect. What do you think about that, Xavier?
It depends on what kind of balls he's talking about here. All he said was my balls, so.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know, we got a lot of people sending us letters and telegrams and all that. Saying that we talk too much about homos.
Did we?
And, of course not. No, but, you know, so people have to understand this show is for fun. It's comedy. You're supposed to laugh. And for people who don't know anything about homos, here's a little hint. See if you can get it. Okay, see that? So that is the theme from the show. From the show.
Jonah from Tonga.
Jonah of Tonga, right. So, you know, he always says homo all the time. So that's just what we're doing. So you have to understand it, and it's for fun, it's for laughing, you know? That's what it's all about. All right, so now that we got that out of the way and no one is offended or out of control. Oh, now you're crossing off that section of the show.
No, I'm just crossing off ones we already talked about.
Yeah, so if we say homos, it's completely okay. Because, see, the word gay, we're taking it back. When we say gay, it means happy. When we say homo, it means homosexual, right?
You know, like queer and fag.
Right.
And
that kind of stuff, you know? Right. So, you know what they say about that. And let's talk about Jews now. You want to talk about Jews? We could talk about Jews.
What is this?
Two Life Jews.
Is this the only song they have of it?
Or
they
have... Huh? No, they have Two Life Jews, they have loads of songs. So, homos getting all uptight, you shouldn't get uptight. You know, because we say jokes about everyone. Let's do some more Jews jokes. So we talk about Jews too, right? Everybody. We talk about everybody. So don't get mad if we pick on people. Because that's just comedy, right?
What are we watching?
All right.
That's funny.
All right, so that's enough of two life Jews.
New favorite band.
No, that's been around since the 80s.
Really?
Actually, oh yeah, Two Life Jews. So so Trinity, what exciting news do you have for us? Any exciting news today?
Well, I saw the movie American Sniper.
Okay, we're going to talk about American Sniper in a bit.
Damn, calm down.
So what do we got on the list for today's show? Anyways, this show is sponsored by Heroes Comics in Campbell, Space Cats Comic Shop in San Jose, and of course, CampbellCon, the greatest convention of 2015. And go to CampbellCon.com. They got some amazing new guests, and tickets are selling fast. So you got to pick them up, or it'll be too late. Can I see the list there, Xavier?
Yes, comics is up next.
Oh, comics.
Comics.
All right, so what did you pick up recently out of comic books?
I got Judge Dredd 27. Mm-hmm. I got a whole stack of old Judge Dredd quality comics.
Mm-hmm.
I got Godzilla Rulers of the Earth number 20.
So which one do you recommend for the week and why?
Judge Dredd.
Why?
Because he's a badass.
No, but anything about the story or anything that...
Each one is a different story.
Well, you know, I ended up buying Robin Hood 6 today by Zenoscope. And it's getting worse, man. I'm starting to lose interest. The storylines are really sucking it. Big time. They're not as good as they used to be.
Why? What's the story?
It's just kind of lame.
Let's go to the supermarket.
It's getting that way, yeah. It's getting really bad. So hopefully they can get their scripts together. But Robin Hood number 6 is just rancid. And, you know, I don't read much of anything else. What about you, Trin? You reading anything?
No.
No, of course not.
Because you're not cool.
So, but I don't know what I can recommend now. I just recommend Dynamite King Publishing 100th Anniversary series with Phantom and Flash Gordon. excuse me, and that was supposed to come out last Wednesday, but I guess they're slow and they've delayed the title, so, but it'll be coming out soon. So I recommend those. What do you recommend? Just Judge Dredd this week?
Not for the artwork, though.
We'll talk about that.
Is crap. Tony Fleece could draw that. Tony Fleece.
Tony Fleece only knows how to draw My Little Ponies.
He doesn't know how to do anything. That's what the art is, basically. My Little Pony artists.
Wow. That's too bad. Well, maybe the story's good, huh?
Maybe. Let's hope.
Okay, what's... I can't see what we got there.
We got movies next.
Movies! Well, we all went to see American Sniper.
Movies.
Trin, now is your time...
to shine.
To talk about American Sniper.
Well, I really liked the movie.
Yeah, we know that.
You like the movie. Tell me why.
Because all of the action and good acting.
Action and good acting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no story?
Yeah, the story's good.
It's real life. It happened.
Yeah,
you know.
I know, because it's good.
Okay.
Because it's good.
All right. And what did you think of the movie, Xavier?
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the life of a sniper and stuff.
I thought the movie was good. Everything was good in the movie. Best picture of the year. Should win every Academy Award. And all the acting was good. Directing was amazing. Everything was great. And I liked how realistic it was. And it showed the Muslims for what they really are. You know, terrorist, evil, savage bastards. So I thought it was a great movie, man. I loved it. And it won't win Academy Award because, you know...
If Selma doesn't win, they're racist.
Right, yeah. So they all have to vote for Selma. If they don't, they're racist, right?
Yeah.
So, and there's black jokes here, too. There's jokes for everybody. So everyone has to vote for Selma. If they don't, they're considered racist.
Do you know when a black guy shows up to a KKK meeting, his hood is black?
You're dumb. What does that mean?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't get it. What's that mean?
It means he's black and he has a black hood.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay, so anything else you need to say about that?
About what?
About American Sniper.
It was good. I mean, I liked all the parts where he shot the people.
Yeah, that was good too. Okay, so what next do we have going on? So American Sniper is the movie we all recommend, right?
Right. Okay. And then we got Funny Jokes.
No, we don't. Let me see that list.
I'm just kidding. We have top 10.
Top 10 music?
Yeah.
All right, well, since today we're offending everyone because everyone said you said homo too much, that we're saying jokes about everybody, right?
Yeah.
So here's just a couple for now. Okay, so I'll tell you this. How many Mexicans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One. Okay. Don't touch this. Let me... Okay. Why do Mexicans have small steering wheels?
Why?
So they can drive with handcuffs on. Okay. All right. Couple more. Why don't Mexicans play hide and seek?
Why?
Because nobody will look for them. Okay. One more. Okay.
One more.
Since I'm a writer, I can say this. What's a Mexican's favorite bookstore?
What?
Borders. Yeah. All right. That's
so
good.
Old.
All right. What do you call Mexicans on a trampoline?
What?
Mexican jumping
boots. Oh, my.
All right. Okay. All right.
You said last one.
All right. So that was the last one. All right. So now we're offending everyone. That's what we want to do.
Homo.
Right? Yeah, exactly. All right. So... What's next on the list? It's
top 10 music.
Top 10 music.
Music.
Wow. Well, there's nothing good in music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, all right. So what do you think is going to be number one music this week?
Crap.
Always crap. Okay. What about you, Trin? What do you think?
I don't really care.
Why don't you care?
Because music is always crap.
What do you mean?
So you're saying 80s music is crap?
No, I'm not saying all music. I'm just saying some music.
Like what?
I don't know, like...
Like Poopoo.
Iggy Azalea or...
Uh-huh.
Ariana Grande. St- stuff like that.
Venti Grande?
Venti Grande. We always make fun of her. Alright. Well, let's see if we can get this music player going, and we could do the top 10 for everybody.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars? Who's he?
Mars!
Who's he from planet Mars?
No. Know where he is from? Uranus.
Is this what it... Okay. Okay, what is this? Bruno Mars. See, you said Bruno Mars and Bruno Mars came up.
Bruno Mars.
I don't want to play this. Did stop this. How do you stop this crap? Did he call Michelle Pfeiffer white gold?
I don't know.
Isn't that like racist?
I don't know.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, we got one more here. Let me scroll down.
If it scrolls down.
Okay. So here is... Okay, here's number 10. See if people can guess what it is. Top 10 song of the week. I like the Irish background actually better. I should turn off the Irish background. Don't you love me like you do? I was close. See, I'm a better singer. Number 10 is Ellie Goulding. She's all right. Do you like that song?
I've never heard of her.
You never heard of her?
You've never heard that song, Lights?
Yeah.
You're a homo.
Okay, yeah.
So Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding. Number 9 this week is this. That's number 9. The song's called GDFR. The singer is Florida Lookass Sage. Is that the name of the...
No, it's Florida Lookass Sage, the Jemmy.
No, Lookass Age.
No, there's a comma right there.
Oh, so it's Florida Lookass...
And then Sage...
And Sage...
The Gemini.
The Gemini. Gemini.
Whatever.
Florida, okay. Here's number 8.
Homo alert.
This is the soundtrack to Selma, isn't it? That is number 8, Cheerleader.
By Homo.
By Omni. The whole song is about how he wants to be a male cheerleader. Here's number 7. What's up tonight? Do these songs ever change? Or they've been like the same all
month. Why do they always have the slowest beginning ever?
I don't know. Because kids today are slow. They're like Down syndrome children.
Ooh. Even I don't approve of that.
Well, teenagers today are lame.
Jewish guy. That's crap.
All right, yeah. It sucks. It's so this is Firestone
by Comrade.
By Kygo Conrad.
Comrade Stalin.
Here's number 5. What are you doing? What are you doing? Boy,
I'm doing the soundtrack with my mouth.
This is actually a good song.
That's my joke. This is the longest time you've ever listened to a new song.
Well, if it's a good song. That's a good one.
Pee and poo. Can you let me in?
Yeah.
Can you open the door?
Stupid.
I'll come through the window. Right, that's enough. Okay, you've never played a whole minute.
That's number four.
Outside.
Number five, Outside by Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, which means Ellie Goulding has two songs in the top ten this week. Here's number four. V, the TV show. You ever see V, the TV show? That was pretty good. What the hell is this?
This isn't Maroon 5.
Maroon 5 sucks, and that's which that song's name's Sugar.
It's more like Spice.
Salt and pepper.
Push it.
Here's number three. When your legs don't oh, jeez.
I hate this guy. He's a homo.
Thinking Out Loud by Eddie Sharon. Oh, this one again? Horrible music. She giggles at funerals?
What a jerk.
I can't deal with this. Can't deal with it. Poop a peepee. Okay, this song is called Take Me to Church by the Canadian Loser Hoser.
Sounds like a business.
Here's actually number two.
Uptown Punk?
Uptown Funk. Funk you! Funk you! Okay, that's
crap.
Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, and it's a ripoff of a 1970s song. And the number one song this week is actually here. Can anyone guess what the number one song is this week?
I can.
You can? All right. Well, let's see if you can guess what it is. All right. See if anyone out there can guess what it is.
Tom Cruise.
Poo-poo. Unfortunately, that guy who's going to the door is gay.
That's a homo face.
I know. All right. Jeez, just throwing stuff around.
I know.
So, number one is Taylor Swift, Blank Space. Of course. It's been number one for like a month or something.
What? Number one, in your opinion.
What? Well, yeah. My opinion? No, what do you mean?
Yeah, it is number one.
Yeah. Please.
The next one's my stuff.
Well, let me see. What's next?
Call of Duty Havoc review and the Game Informer.
Okay, so we did all the music. We did the comic books. So now you're doing... Now it's what? Video games?
Video games. All right. I'm almost in the big boy chair.
You're not sitting in the big boy chair.
Why?
Got your big boy pants on.
You got your big boy pants on!
Okay, so get close to the mic and do your review.
Okay, so...
Make it long.
Right, so if you have an Xbox, you probably and have Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, you probably have Havoc that came out on Tuesday, and it's pretty good. They added some new stuff for Exo Survival. They added a demolitions loadout, a contact grenade, and a new site. I don't know what it's called. And they got Exo Zombies mode. That's pretty fun. You saw me playing that.
Yeah, I saw you playing the zombie mode. Doesn't everybody have a zombie mode, though?
No.
It's like Mickey Mouse video game has zombie mode, you know?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Go on.
And then you got four new maps and a new gun and a new gun variant. That's pretty good.
And that's for what game?
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
How many people play Call of Duty, you think?
Maybe a couple million.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. I want to hear about this.
And, well, no, Trinity calls it Call of Duty. N.W.
Okay, it's an inside joke. Nobody knows that.
But it's funny.
Okay, so you're saying Call of Duty, everyone go get it.
Yes.
And they have the...
Advanced Warfare.
My leg.
Jeez.
Damn, my leg. So, wasn't there a new installation or a new download out this week?
I just said it.
Oh, okay.
It's called Havoc.
Okay. So, you recommend everyone get that right away?
Yep.
Okay. Now, yeah. I'm kind of scared, wondering what you're going to talk about next.
Top 50 games of 2014.
Oh, okay.
So, in the PS Vita exclusive, the best one, best adventure was...
The best what? Adventure? What? Best adventure game?
Best adventure for PS Vita exclusive.
What's PS Vita?
It's a handheld for PlayStation.
Okay, but you have to explain these things for people who've never heard of it. You know, who listen to the show. I mean, we get people who live in, like, Zimbabwe, and they never even heard... They don't even know what an Xbox is. They think, it like, Xbox is, like, when you mark off a dead person off the list or something. You know?
A PS Vita, it's a small oval-shaped thing that you can connect to your PlayStation, and then turn off your PlayStation, connect it to your PS Vita, and, like, go drop a deuce while and continue playing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And you can also download games onto it, too.
That's cool.
And the Vita exclusive best adventure was Danganronpa.
Do you know how to read?
Look at that word.
Well, let me see this. Listen. What is this? The best game? What?
We're right there.
Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc? What kind of game is that? Who names a game that?
And then, we'll go by dates. January 14th was the Banner Saga for PC.
Is that like the Hulk?
No. Banner? No. Can I do this?
Yes, with the okay.
ISO, I don't know what that is. And Android, which is a phone.
Yeah.
And then on February 6th, you got threes for Xbox One, ISO, and Android. And then we said the PS Vita one on February 11th. Then on February 7th, you got Bravely Default for 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
February 18th, you got Strider for PS4, Xbox One, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
Mm-hmm.
And the best platforming game of 2014 that was released on February 21st was... Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze
for
Wii U.
No way.
Way.
You know, everyone always picks Mario, something Mario related number one every year.
Because it's good.
Have you played it?
I like old Mario.
Okay.
I play old Mario.
I like the original.
That's what I just said.
The original?
Yeah, like original Mario. Right. I have it on my 3DS. And then February 25th, Thief. For a PS4, Xbox One, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. And then February 27th, Shadowrun Dragonfall for PC, Mac, Linux, ISO, iOS, and Android. And
these are number one games?
Yeah, these are all top games 2014. Then March 11th for Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC was Titanfall.
I heard that game's good.
And then March 11th, Dark Souls 2, PS3, 360, and PC came out.
Okay.
The best PlayStation 4 exclusive was Infamous Second Son that came out on March 21st for PlayStation 4. Then May 2nd for 3DS was Kirby Triple Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfenstein New Order. Best PC exclusive was Divinity Original Sin.
Yes.
Best cooperative multiplayer and best shooter was Destiny by Bungie and Activision. Let's see. Skylanders Trap Team for PS4, Xbox One, Wii U, PS3, and 360. Best action game was Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
Best fighting game was Super Smash Bros. For 3DS and Wii U.
Wii U, Wii U.
Why you gotta be one?
Pee-poo.
the best rhythm and music game was Phantasia Music Evolved.
Pee-poo. So your pizza roll's coming up?
Yeah.
Totino's Pizza Rolls.
They're the best. I recommend them for everybody. Don't wait for awesome.
Don't wait for awesome?
Yeah, just...
Is he saying don't wait for me?
Don't wait for awesome. Just put 60 seconds on your microwave. Tostino's Pizza Rolls comes out. That's awesome.
All right, continue.
Best strategy, shut up. Civilization Beyond Earth for PC. Best Wii U exclusive was Bayonetta 2. Best Xbox One exclusive was Sunset Overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
Best simulation was This War of Mine. Best MMO, World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenor.
I don't know about that one.
Game of the year, best game of 2014 of all time, of that year. Better than any other game released that year.
Is what?
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Really? Wasn't I going to buy that game? Don't you have any of those games?
I have the first Dragon Age.
Well, you should get that one.
I don't have money. Best 3DS exclusive was Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth. Best puzzle game was The Talos Principle.
The Talos Principle.
And then that's it.
Oh, okay.
And then games coming up for people who have PlayStation, they have Uncharted 4 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be good. And
I never heard of Uncharted 1, 2, or 3.
They're popular.
Are they?
Yeah. And then after that, we got funny names.
Funny names. Okay, name me some funny names. I don't know if people get them on radio because they can't see the spelling.
Hugh Janus.
Hugh Janus. Okay.
Simon Nella.
Simon Nella? What's that mean?
Simon Nella. I don't know what it is. I know it's like
a... Salmonella? Like a disease?
Yeah, it's like a disease or something. And then Dean Goldberry.
Dean Goldberry?
Dean Goldberry.
Dingleberry. Oh, yeah. I get it.
And then we did that. And then we got People Magazine.
Right, well, I got one. Have you ever read the book Under the Grandstand by Seymour Butts?
Yeah, have you?
Have you read the book Tiger's Revenge by Claude Balls?
Yeah, have you?
Have you ever read the book Yellow Snow by I.P. Freely?
Yes, have you?
I've read all those books.
Pretty good, huh?
They are.
Recommend for
everyone. Okay, so People Magazine, which you're the People Magazine specialist,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
You're being special this week.
I know.
Down syndrome. I'm just saying.
You're
special.
Are you down with that?
I'm down with it. I'm not down with the syndrome.
But you're down with the cause?
No, I'm not down with the cause either. I'm just down.
Yeah, the scoop of this of January 19th, 2015.
Someone else had an ugly baby or a horrible wedding.
So, apparently Christy Alley lost 50 pounds.
Who so cares? What? She's still 500 pounds.
Apparently not.
Well, and, did you hear Sam Smith, that guy stole a Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker song? And Tom Petty was going to sue them. And Sam Smith got all scared. So he's all, I'll give you credit for the song.
He's a homo.
It was, I know, but it was all over the news. He's a cheat, man. Sam Smith is a fake.
This goes with our next topic where we hate on Meghan Trainor.
Oh, no. Come on. I hate on her every damn week.
Yeah, I know, but you hate on her some more.
What's going on with Meghan Trainor?
She's number one and up for two Grammys.
She's a moron. And saying that she's up for two Grammys, you know, means that the music industry has gone to hell, because if that's the best that they can do, music is over with. Yeah, you want good music? I bought an album, a record, 2 weeks ago. The Best of Bing Crosby. That is a good...
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It's on my tablet. And I'm going to get Dean Martin's Best Love Songs. That's music.
Why?
Because it's great music.
Well, you want to listen to love songs by
yourself?
That's
great. And then I got Bee Gees' Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah, that's great. 40 songs for $5. Can I continue with this?
Yeah.
We understand. You like older music. You like your music like your women older.
No, I like my women younger, baby.
And then apparently there's a Sexiest Couple Alive page in here.
Then I'm on there. I didn't know I was in that magazine. Are you kidding me?
No, it's not you. It's not you.
Oh, they're so ugly. Disgusting. Are you kidding me?
It's a...
The chick from Middle
Earth. Joe and Sophia, and apparently they're all crazy about it because he spent like between $350,000 and $500,000 on a ring.
Oh, that's the chick from... what's that show? What's that show?
I don't know.
Modern Family. They're ugly. What are you talking about? And she is so fake, man. She's her age. She's so old now.
Blake's Dream Life.
Blake who? Oh, Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they got like...
Well, she married Tiny Penis from Green Lantern. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. That guy should never have done that movie laying on the table.
Yeah, no.
Showing his tiny weenie. He's a tiny weenie.
Tiny weenie. The Juliana Moore.
Well, she's going to win Academy Award, I think.
Pharrell's got his own page in here.
Pharrell.
Look at that hat, dude.
His hat's totally homo.
He is homo.
I know. I think so.
He's very homo. People's Hair.
Okay.
People's Lipstick.
Yeah, that's in People magazine. Yeah. Do they have people's anuses?
No, but they got people's babies' face.
How about people's balloon knots?
No, they got people's babies.
They should have balloon knots, and you have to guess whose it is. That'd be a good game.
They got a woman mountain climbing.
Okay, who cares about that? And is Martha Stewart back in jail?
Who?
Martha Stewart?
I don't know who Martha Stewart is.
You don't know who Martha Stewart is?
No.
Sounds familiar.
Wow, you're...
And then next we have What to Watch.
Oh, What to Watch. Okay, what do you suggest for people to watch this week? Trinity?
SpongeBob.
She's so stupid.
No, stop.
What do you think people should watch this week?
MeTV.
MeTV, huh?
MeTV?
Like, any specific on MeTV?
Is it about me?
No,
it's all about you. That's why it's called MeTV.
Star Trek and Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Oh, that's on tonight, right? Wonder Woman?
No.
Is today Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's on tonight on MeTV.
But I'm busy.
Oh, you're such a pain in the ass. What do you recommend for TV this week?
SpongeBob's
every day of the year.
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out.
What's it called?
SpongeBob SquarePants, The Quest for Something.
Something out of water.
Yeah, fish out of water. Yeah. You should take us to it.
I'm not gonna.
All three of us should go.
I am not gonna pay to see a SpongeBob movie. I'm not gonna pay to see SpongeBob when I can watch it on TV.
Did you take us five hours a day?
But it'll be on TV in a year.
No, it won't.
What?
Didn't you take us to see the last one?
Yeah, but you guys were five.
No.
Yes.
Yes, we were. Why you gotta lie? And then next we have sports.
Oh, this is the Super Bowl edition. We started with Tom Brady, an emergency news break, talking about my balls. But this is the Super Bowl episode. Huh. So tomorrow is the game against the New England Patriot bastards against the Seattle Seahawk bastards. So,
who do you want to win?
Since I don't watch football... I'm not going for anybody, because I don't like anything from New England or Boston area, because I can't stand their accent, and they're like the worst fans ever, next to New York. New York and Boston fans are the worst, and San Francisco fans suck too. And then Seattle, though, I don't like Seattle, because their players, they're all like, yo, man, what's up? I'm from the hood, man. Oakland, what's up?
Don't you want to move to Seattle?
I don't want to go for them either. Yeah, but that's... No, I'm not going to live near Seattle. Well, I'll live in Washington, but I won't live near Seattle.
Washington's a small state. You probably will.
But I won't be near Seattle. Who cares?
It's not that far from you.
Who cares? I live next to the 49ers. They're the biggest dipshits on the planet.
Yeah, but you also live next to the Raiders, too.
So what? All right.
You don't like the Raiders?
I like the Raiders. They just suck this year and for the last 10 seasons.
They won't get good for like another 30 years.
I don't care. I got my Super Bowls, baby. So anyway, I'm not going for anybody, but I'm rooting for the best. I'm hoping that they have better commercials this year.
Yeah, than last year where it was just a crappy...
It was like nothing.
It was a crappy game with crappy commercials.
And do you know this year, you know how they have a device where you can fast forward through the commercials to watch the game? So, you know, like a show you fast forward so you don't have to watch commercials?
Yeah.
Now they have a device that's opposite where you can cut through the game just to watch the commercials.
That's awesome.
It is, but that means that the commercials are more important than the actual game.
They are.
It's like radio where you have commercials, where you have shows just to sell commercials. Radio was specifically made just to sell stuff. And that's what football is. It's just now just to sell product. It's not about the games anymore. So who do you want to win?
Patriots.
You want the Patriots to win? Or who do you think's gonna win?
Patriots.
Okay, Trinity?
I don't really care.
But if you had to pick one, if someone put a gun to your head and said Seahawks or Patriots, who would you pick?
I guess I would have to say Patriots.
Yeah, pick my answer. Of course you would.
Well, if someone put a gun to my head and I had to pick between Seahawks and Patriots, I'd just tell them to shoot me. So, yeah, that's all I really care about. So is there anything else in the...
Good music. We get to listen to one good song.
No, we don't have to do that this week.
Yeah, we do. We listen to a whole bunch of pop trash.
All right. Well, we should have done that after that list of crap.
Let's listen to some ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, huh?
TV Dinners.
TV Dinners?
Yeah, TV Dinners.
Oh, there it is. All right, well, you know, all that music was just crap. That the top 10, there's like one good song out of the 10, or two good songs out of the 10. So now we got to play you a good song to wash out the bad music that we were playing earlier in the show. So let's get to it. Here it is. I don't want to see your ass. Get out of here.
Wait on the muffin.
Did you fart?
No. Oh. Wait on the muffin.
I only had one.
I didn't have one. I didn't have any. Shut up. They're playing a song.
My muffin. There's only two guys in ZZ Top?
Three guys.
Where's the third guy?
He plays the drums.
Man, you're a jerk. No one cares about him because he plays the drums.
Thank you. That's a real good song. ZZ Top TV Dinners. Remember when we were driving down the street and then ZZ Top came on the radio and I said, ZZ Top, their music is like racing music.
Yeah.
It makes you want to drive faster. And if you're driving fast, you know, it...
You get a speeding ticket.
No, no, no. But I mean, if you're driving fast, it's like perfect driving fast music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it totally works. You know? That's what I like about ZZ Top. Like, listen to this song. This doesn't make you want to go like 100 miles an hour.
Listen to this song. It's like Call of Duty.
Makes you want to kick ass, drive fast. Yeah. ZZ Top's awesome. Right?
Yeah.
See? It doesn't matter the song. Right? You want to drive fast. See that? Alright, well, we're getting to the point in the show, you know. Comic book conventions.
What?
Yes, it's near the end of the show.
Oh, drunk face.
Oh, you stop punching out the teeth of Blake Lively on the Lively of the cover of People magazine with your pencil. Oh, you know what that music means. It's near the end of the show.
Sadly,
and we all have to say goodbye, but make some announcements. Do you have any announcements?
Drop a deuce.
Any final thoughts for you, Trent, before we leave everybody and they won't be able to hear us till maybe a week or two?
Pinch a loaf.
Enjoy yourself until you listen to us again.
Poop a doo. Yeah,
because this is the greatest show.
Cock a doo doo.
That is really good, right?
Pee and poo.
Okay, so.
Number two. Have a Jew.
So, next weekend, next Sunday, everyone get tickets for Grape City Con.
Grape.
In Lodi, California. I will be there, Dave Tanell Howarth.
Really?
Signing my book, The Defenders of Prowley.
What if they want me to sign something?
Autographs are free. Pictures are free. That's going to be a great time. Only $5 to get in the door.
What else is free?
On my end, that's it.
Oh.
You know, so come out and see me. I'll sign autographs and take pictures.
What if they want my autograph?
We'll have a great time. Well, if... You don't have it. You don't have anything. If you're there and someone stops you and says, "Hey, can you sign me an autograph?" I'm sure you're not going to say no.
Okay.
So if you see Xavier or Trinity walking around, you want their autograph, ask them too. But, you know, I'm the one who produces stuff, so I'll be there signing autographs. And then CampbellCon. Don't miss CampbellCon. It's coming up in November, and it can't be missed.
Is there going to be Jewish people there?
There's going to be everybody there.
Oh. So, like, yeah. Terrorists, too?
No, terrorists won't be there.
So I can be security?
What's wrong with you? Okay. So, anyways, that's the end of the show. So, final thoughts. Until next week, everybody.
What do you think happens if the Hulk craps his pants while he's in Green Man form?
Stop it.
What do you think happens?
That's why he launches off the ground. Okay. Okay. All right. Show's over.
Do you think
everybody.
It's like an explosive mess.
Next week.